She was brilliant. She said, look, there will be a care. It won't happen immediately, but you will get funding to help with the care for Andrew. So there will be light at the end of the tunnel. So it must feel awful right now. And I'm really sorry, I can't say it will happen immediately, but the following day she rang up and she said, I don't believe it, but I got your funding. So she was brilliant. She said, but actually I think what we need to do is assess him for the government funding as well, called Independent Living Fund. So she said, please will you write A Day in the Life of Andrew? And she said, make it as bleak as you can. Don't cover over any of it. This is your worst case scenario for a day. So I wrote it. And sure enough, he got Independent Living Fund. To get Independent Living Fund at Andrew's stage, you had to have funding from the local authority. There had been a slightly earlier stage, and there were one or two people in Kingston who hit it at the earlier stage, who got 100% ILF funding, the national one. To make things really complicated, Kingston, in their wisdom, decided to call their scheme ILS. So you had ILF and ILS, two different pots of money, two different assessments going on. You had to have this to be able to have this. You also had to be on income support. We had no idea Andrew would be eligible for income support. You know, we assumed everything would be means tested on us. And Kath was actually absolutely brilliant in saying, no, he's got rights of his own. He's a young man. And under normal circumstances, what would he be doing? I said, well, he'd be at university. She said, precisely. Be leading a totally independent life, and he has a right to that. So really it was Kath Turner who gave us that. And Kath was absolutely wonderful.